Okay, so once again, we're continuing in Siman Kufnun Aleph, page 64. We're discussing the halachas of the kedusha of a base knesset or base medrash, of a shul or a base medrash. So yesterday we talked about certain conduct which is restricted in a base knesset or base medrash. And we are on page again 64 in the middle of Aleph. So now the Mechaber picks up at the end of the second line. So yesterday we talked about Rachman Aslan, if there's a funeral and because of space with a lot of people are going to come, so we have to do it in the shul to hold all the people. Let's say you have to go into a shul for your need. What does that mean? We already said you can't go into a shul to protect yourself against rain or to enjoy the air conditioning. So this case is kigon, for example, likro la'adam. You have to speak to somebody, you have to call someone. So what should you do? You can't go just walk into a shul and, you know, hey, Joe, I got to speak to you. Yichnas v'yikra me'at, so you go in and you read something. No, not the newspaper, obviously. Something, oh, yomar davar shemua, or you say over something you heard. The Mishnah Berurah says what this means is a halacha or a mishnah. You say over that, or you learn, in other words, you learn something. The achakach yikrenu, and then you call him. Mishnah Berurah points out that we don't say you could call him and then learn the thing, because then it looks like that the learning was secondary. In other words, oh, I had to call him, that was the most important thing, I took care of that. Okay, I'll also study something. You know, this way, looks like that you're coming in, and hopefully a person actually feels this way, even though they're going in to call the person, or hopefully by the activity of actually sitting down and learning something, so you realize that's the important thing, and you also call him. So that becomes a secondary thing, so that would be okay. So it doesn't look like you did it for your own personal purposes. Let's say you don't know how to learn, or you don't know how to read anything. So you say to one of the kids, this is sad, a person has to do this, but you know, you tell one of the kids, you know, what are you learning now? See, this happened. Oh, she, so, or let's say there's no little kid around, so what do you do? Oh, she is shy ma'at, or you sit down a little while. Sit a little while, then it looks like you're in, we'll see. You wait a little while, and then you just sit down and you wait. The akakav geitzei, and then you call the person, and then you can leave. Why? Beautiful idea. Most people don't know this. She yeshiva b'hem mitzvah, because just sitting in a shul, sitting in a yeshiva, sitting in a base medrash, just the mere act of sitting in a place like that is a mitzvah. Shneamar, hope you're familiar with this pasuk. Ashrei yoshvei beisavon. Sound familiar? So we take that literally. Lucky is a person who sits in Hashem's house. So just the mere act of sitting in a shul is a mitzvah. And Rama says, "Shir yeshiva k'tehiluch based pesachim, and the amount that you should sit in this last little weekend, not learning again or whatever, is the amount it takes to go through two doorways." Mishnah Berurah explains that what does that mean? It's the distance to walk 8 tefachim, 8 hand breaths. Not that much. Not that much. 20 inches. Not that long.
In terms of the saying the pasuk is in the Mishnah, the person needs to stop or sit down.
Yeah,
or,
sit down.
Because it doesn't say that.
Right? Yeah. I assume that's what it means.
It just says you should.
Yeah. Sit down and learn. Some people say, outside the Yishuv 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 Panacha. Say that pasuk. Different customs, what to say. But I think it's inherent in the idea. The idea is you show that the learning is the main thing. Okay. Base. Very interesting. Some say, Shema Sheshaninu B'Kedushas Beis HaMedrash Ratzon Lomar Shel Rabim. That when we talk about the Kedusha that's inherent in a base medrash, that's talking about it's a communal base medrash. doing the basic answer like a shul. Something like a shul. Aval yachir akovea medrash bebeisro letzarko, but let's say somebody has a study, right? In their house, they have a study. Some people have this. And they have svarim, and you know, I don't know how elaborate or not elaborate it is, right? And that's where they learn. So that's the base medrash, right? That's the base medrash. That's where they learn. It's their private base medrash. Again, they come to shul, but that's where they learn. So now, based upon what we said before, it should be that that area is a restricted area. That's a restricted area in as far as that your conduct there. That's all the halachas we've been talking about the last couple of days. So this opinion says, so this opinion says it doesn't have the same level kedusha as a shul. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that's all if it's your own private base marriage. But let's say, some people do this. They have a shtibul, right? They have a room in their house. He told me about this. Somebody in Baltimore has this. They, you know, they have a house, and then they have a room or whatever it may be, or it could be a back house. I don't know. I forgot already what they said. And then he has a shul there. Not big, huh? But that's different because you know Yaka was old, and you know. Yeah, but you're right. You're right. But like this person, you know, is a well-born. Yeah, it's an Armenian. Yeah, whatever. All these zoning issues. So that's not what we're talking about, because obviously that would have Kedusha. Every time I'm like I said before, you know, people have this. Some people have, you know, a room, it's their own base medrash. So then this opinion would say it doesn't have the same degree Kedusha. Gimel. And you shame the base HaKnesses. You can't sleep in a shul. Even if the drush is really boring, still, you know, that's not an excuse. I feel the shayna's right. You'll say, okay, that's a nap. Well, we can argue with that. We could call that sleeping. But even if you want to argue a nap, it still doesn't help you because even a nap doesn't work in a shul. Well, based on medrash mutter, but based on medrash, it's okay. Here's the out, right? okay. So the Mishnah Berurah points right. The Mishnah Berurah points out that when we talk about in a base of medrash, it's okay to sleep. That means a nap. But and Rabbi Akiva Eiger disagrees with that. But so the Mishnah Berurah says it could be that what's the idea here? So the Chofetz Chaim says the idea is in a base medrash as opposed to a shul, you're there for a long time, right? In a base medrash, people there day and night, all the time. So. People go there for tefillah, and they go for to learn in it. So therefore, it's, as the Chofetz Chaim, kasha lizar mishina sarai. It's very difficult, right? You're learning for hours and hours and hours. So, you know, sometimes you got to just take a break. I don't know if this is true or not. I really want to find. Somebody told me recently that the whole idea of sleep has nothing to do with your body. Really, the body is such an incredible machine. You keep on going. But the whole idea of sleep is for your mind. Your mind needs to relax. Oh, that's a short note, but it sounds interesting. It sounds like an interesting concept. If that's true, so they didn't ask that. You know, somebody's learning all the time, so you know, sometimes you just gotta mentally relax. You gotta take a nap, right? So therefore, they allowed that. So again,
so what happens?
That doesn't help for snoring during a drasha.
What happens if somebody falls asleep during a drasha?
He's tired.
We don't supply pillows.
Huh?
We don't supply pillows.
No, seriously. I mean, are you supposed to wake him up? Are you supposed to leave him alone? Are you supposed to...
Depends on how good the drush is. I assume if it's here, you better wake him up. It depends. Yeah, like... I hate to say it. If he is snoring, you should wake him up because it's embarrassing for him. You know, it is very embarrassing.
But he said, who's a chrys? Is it a chrys?
Well, again, we're going to get into this a little more about, because see, again, we're not getting into this right now because we're going to get into it later, about whether our shuls are considered batei medrash. They're not really base knessets. Right, so that's a whole separate discussion which we haven't gotten to yet. But again, according, well, he's doing something else, or you know, you have to, I guess, wake him up. But again, you have to, a lot of it's seichel, you know, like it depends on the situation. It's a last minute call.
The reason I ask is because it's happened to me. You know, I had a bad night.
Not here.
Not here.
Not here.
I had a bad night's sleep, and you know, in the middle.
That's not so bad. Sometimes I feel like falling asleep, and no, I shouldn't say. it's a difficult call.